Real English from BBC Learning English.
This is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，我是 Helen.
Today we're going to look at words and phrases that have recently become part of the English language.
在今天的地道英语中，我们来学一些英语中出现的新词汇和表达。
New words enter the English language all the time.
所以跟着 Real English 学英语，及时更新，保持新鲜的英语词汇是很重要的。
Of course.
那Neil，我们今天要学的新词是什么呢？
Today's new expression is the school run.
The school run. School 就是学校， run 是跑步。难道这是一种体育运动吗？
No, actually. The school run is when mothers drive their children to school in the morning and collect them again in the evening.
哦，原来是这么回事啊。这个 school run 是指妈妈们接送小朋友们上学放学啊。但是为什么要专门用这么一个短语来指这个意思呢？
Well, many people complain about the school run because it means there's a lot of extra traffic on the roads when they're trying to drive to work.
I see. 这么一来啊，这个 school run 的时间一到，路上的一下子就多了好多车，在上下班高峰时期的时候啊，就造成了堵车。
Nowadays, most children are taken to school by one of their parents in a car.
这样呢，就造成了交通堵塞，给上下班的人呢带来不少麻烦。
That's right. It's caused by the school run.
You're early. You don't normally arrive till 9:30.
I know, but it's school holidays, so I avoided the school run traffic. It took me much less time than normal.
那你以前是走路上学的吗 ，Neil？
No, I took the bus. I lived about 2 miles from my school.
我住的地方倒是离学校挺近的，走路20分钟就到了。
The school run's a problem if you live near a school.
对啊，送完孩子想要去哪儿都不太容易，因为好多车都挤在一起了。
Yeah, it can be difficult to park your car, or it'll take you longer in the morning to get to work.
That's a problem.
Yes, Helen, I wish the kids and their parents all took a bus or walked.
那好，我们来复习一下今天学的 school run, 就是家长们开车接送孩子上下学，因此而导致了堵塞的交通。
Well, it's time to go.You've been listening to Real English from BBC Learning English. Join us again soon for more up-to-the-minute Real English. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Real English from BBC Learning English.